Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lucas Giolito, you know what conclusion I came to?
What was it?
Nobody but you.
Okay.
Nobody.
Alrighty.
Nobody. Yeah, so I was just telling you, man, like, I feel bad because it's I'm asking you, or I asked for you to come back in the podcast and you were just on. But it was so good. It was such a good time. And I'm not just saying that. I was going to say sometimes I just say that, but that's not true. That would be a disregard. That would be disrespect to everybody else. But I mean it. And I've said this to you now a couple times where it was 50 minutes and it went by like that. So you're good at this. Good at a lot of things. You're good at this. I'm here to build you up.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you for coming back on. The only thing, you know, so I also want to respect your time and privacy, and I respected your time and privacy by not sitting in Dodger Stadium, the same place where I'm like, we're seeing Lucas Giolito's here. Lucas Giolito's here. He is at Dodger Stadium.
I don't think anyone was talking about me. That's not the issue. that wasn't the main focus of that night.
No, it wasn't the main focus, but it was a focus, and I did everything to restrain myself because I'm sitting up there in wherever they put the riffraff from the media up in the bleachers, and I'm like, oh, Lucas Giolito's here. He is here in Dodger Stadium. I want to know what his life is like. Because we just talked about it. Look, we just talked about this. And there was, first of all, when we were talking about it, you knew you were going to go to the post. You knew you were going to go, right? You went to the World Series, is what I'm talking about.
When we talked, where were we at in the playoffs when we last spoke?
I don't know.
I looked, you know, I had some friends in the World Series. You know, the biggest being Jack and or friends in postseason, biggest being Jack and Max. Max's team lost early. The Dodgers were looking good. And I was looking at the schedule and seeing when the World Series games were going to be. And I was like, oh shit, that is tough because the first few games of the World Series in LA are right around when my girlfriend and I are moving down to Florida, like getting everything packed, shipping the car, et cetera. And I was already thinking in my head, I don't know if I'm going to be able to go and watch Jack pitch. If it's in LA, maybe New York would be easier if he's doing like game three or something. But once it was announced he was pitching game one, kind of everybody was rallying around and I was like, all right, fuck it. Let's get a flight. Let's head out there. And it was a really good time. I mean, we were in and out. We flew in, landed at like,
who, you and Max?
No, Madalena and I
girlfriend.
Flew in.
Yeah.
We flew in The day of the game, landed at like 1 p.m., went straight to the hotel in downtown L.A. And then my marketing agent, Marissa, who is, shout out Marissa, she was freaking awesome the whole time. She came and picked us up, and we drove to Dodger Stadium from there, watched the game. My brother who lives in LA in Silver Lake, he came, Max was there, like, you know, everybody was there. And we were hanging out in the suite. I think it was the MLB suite. Couple celebrity appearances there. Billie Eilish was in the suite with her brother and her parents. And funny story, my mom did a soap opera with Billie Eilish's mom back in the day. So
Did you know this?
Yeah, I knew this. So I was like texting my mom, and she was like, "Oh, go say hi to her for me." So I went and I spoke with Billie Eilish's mother for a little bit. Maggie, I believe, is her name, and that was nice. Didn't get to meet the kids. I don't think they wanted to be like talk to anybody. I think they just wanted to enjoy the game and that's it, which I obviously respect privacy. So that's cool. But that was a fun connection. And yeah, we just enjoyed dessert cart in the suite. It was sick. And we enjoyed the game, and it was one of the greatest baseball games I've ever seen. And yeah, getting to watch it from like the fan perspective was definitely awesome.
Well, you know why? I heard from a very smart guy once that the postseason is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
That was you. That was you. That was you. It's because it, really it is. It really is. And,
yeah.
And honestly, like I could have like I it's resonating in my head, but then that day, but there are so many things I want to pick through. First of all, private jet. We've already discussed private. No private jet commercial.
No private jet. No.
Oh, wow. All right. So you get the commercial flight.
I don't have that kind of money, man. Like you can look up my career earnings. They're public. Like that's private jets are reserved for.
You kind of do have that kind of money. I got to be honest with you. I respect that you want to allocate it to other things. That's fine.
Yeah, it's not worth it. The private jets are reserved for like Garrett Cole type contracts, in my opinion.
Okay. All right. Well, you got yours coming. So, so you commercial, you get the flight with your girlfriend. You said the flight was like at 1, right? 1 o'clock?
Yeah, we landed at 1 o'clock. We went back in time. We went Boston to L.A. So.
Right. Okay. So yeah. You land at 1, and how do you get the tickets? Like, do you ever think about this? I mean, like, you're a marketing person. Like, this, you have to, I would imagine you can, hey, I'm Lucas Giolito. I'm a major league player. My mother was on a soap opera with Billie Eilish, let me in the door. But
that wasn't the selling point. I think MLB handled it. They you know, MLB is well aware of, like, the me, Max, and Jack thing, Harvard-Westlake, yeah. So... when Max was in the World Series, they had Jack and I there. And then obviously Jack's in the World Series. So, you know, it was all handled.
Well, it now this all makes sense because MLB tweeted from their or whatever, tweeted from their account, the picture of you, Max, and Jack. Right after, I think it was you, Max, and Jack's after. So that was a payment for the tickets. You don't even know that you were paying through social media. But you're basically an influencer.
I guess. We did a photo of me, Max, like, and like Jack's in the background warming up when we were up in the suite, and P. Crow Armstrong as well, who's another Harvard Westlake alum, just younger.
He was there?
Yeah, he was in there. Yeah.
Was his mom there?
No.
Otherwise known as the mom in Little Big League, right?
Yes, another good friend of my mother's. yeah, Ashley. So we're in there. A bunch of players were in there. Off the top of my head, Dom Smith, Hunter Green, a bunch of former players, obviously, like the, you know, the players that work for MLB now. You know, a bunch of guys are in there.
So the suites at Dodger Stadium, they're nice. Like, they have good food, right? I mean, good desserts, like you said.
Yeah.
They're nice. The
dessert cart was great.
I don't know if you're like, do you, so Max is already there. Max Fried's already there, right? He, like, it's not like you picked him up. Hey, I'll pick you up and we're going to go to the game. Like, he was already there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know if you, like, if you carpooled with him, but so
no,
say,
I think
hey,
that he was coming from the valleys. He was actually, he showed up, we got there a little bit early. Because we were already in downtown LA, so we just shot right up. And then I think Max showed up probably half an hour after I did.
Okay. Did you, so you see the game, and what did it, like, in case people don't know, this is the Freddie Freeman game. This is, yes, like
Freddie Freeman walk-off grand slam.
This is the most insane game. And so you had made mention of this to see it sort of as a, from a fan perspective. And we had talked about the postseason being, yes, once again, fucking awesome. But it's like, how was it for you? I mean, how was that for you, that watching that?
Well, I was very nervous for Jack. When you don't have any control, like, you're just like watching someone play, it's a lot different feeling than when you get to play yourself. So I get that same feeling when I'm watching, like, teammates, like starting pitcher teammates go out and play. And I had a lot of that this year, obviously, when I was just sitting in the dugout every game. So it was kind of that emotion. Jack pitched great. So once he's out of the game, it was just kind of like chilling, relaxing, socializing with everybody, watching the game. And then once it got into extra innings, like, very locked in. Yeah, when Freddie hit the homer, I just remember I had my hands like this, and I was like, what the fuck? That's insane.
Thank you again for that meme. It's like, it's true, though. It's so, are you playing along with this? And these are like stupid, cliche, wonky questions, whatever, but I'm sort of interested. So, okay, I'm there. As I told you, I was there, and I did not say, hey, Lucas, where are you? I want to see what the scene is like. No, I let you be. And I did my thing in the back of the Dodger media press box. And I'm thinking, first of all,
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm like, oh, they're walking Mookie. You know, they walk Mookie. And then they're going to face Freddie. And Nestor Cortez is in. He hasn't pitched in 27 days. The baseball, what was going through? You can say now, like, oh, this was curious, or that was curious, or I knew this was going to happen, or that was going to happen. What do you remember about that?
I thought it was a recipe for disaster. They were warming up a lefty,
Tim Hill.
Tim Hill.
Yeah.
They're warming up Tim Hill, and I'm just like, okay, cool. Like, Tim Hill's going to come in the game if stuff gets hairy. And then Nestor Cortez comes out. I'm like, what the hell's going on? Like, I was aware I didn't know exactly how long it had been since he pitched, but I know it's been a while. Like, he was dealing with an injury. And it's like, you're going to bring him into this situation? First of all, he's a starting pitcher. And now you're throwing him into this weird, like, late, crazy pressure, extra inning World Series game when, you know, the last batters he faced were probably his own teammates in a live batting practice. I thought it was insane. But I don't know. Maybe the Yankees thought otherwise at the time, that maybe they thought it was the right move. You know, if he had gotten out of it, we wouldn't even be talking about it, right? So, like, anything can happen in baseball.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So it is what it is. But, yeah, I mean, I think that just, like, the way that inning was going, it was like, okay, something cool is going to happen here. And then I wasn't expecting a walk-off grand slam, but that's how it ended up. It was pretty awesome.
Did you high-five Billie Eilish's mother right away? Or is it this? I mean, is it chaotic? Is it like, because it was everyone, it was just, because there was moments that we, honestly, there are moments like that where we're like, I remember where I was when that happened. I remember who I high-fived. Like, was it this chaotic in the suite?
Yeah, I mean, there were some Yankee fans in the suite. But I don't know. I mean, I think it was just a lot of baseball people in there. And the rapper Tyga. And so,
by the way, every 3 minutes, you just keep mentioning it.
Yeah. So we're just, it was just kind of like pandemonium. I mean, it was like just craziness. Now, you know, you're in like the MLB sanctioned suite, right? So it's not like no one's going absolutely insane in there. Like, the right field bleachers are probably a different scenario. But yeah, it was still awesome.
What do you do after?
After we went down, I wanted to see Jack. I wanted to see Jack's mom. So we went down, we waited around in like that dugout club area. I saw Jimmy Kimmel there in the bar.
Hold on. Let me write it down. Jimmy Kimmel.
Like, no, I didn't meet him or anything, but I just remember seeing him. I was like, oh, that's Jimmy Kimmel.
I'm going to give you a name drop in a second off of like who I saw after the game. But go ahead.
Yeah. So we just went to the like dugout club area. That's where like Jack's mom and brother were sitting with, you know, our agents and whatnot. And so Jack came back out. We went on the field. We took that photo, hung out for a little bit. Freddie came out. So I got to talk to Freddie a little bit. You could tell that he was just like on cloud nine. And yeah, that was pretty much it. Went back to the hotel and then had a flight the next morning. Came back to Boston, packed, and now we're in Florida.
I mean, it's a risk. I know it's your buddies, right? But it is a risk. Like, it's a risk to say, we're doing a 24-hour thing. We're going to fly across the country and we're going to go to the game, because it could be like a sucky game. You know, you get to see your friend, but whatever. Or he could not do well. You hit the jackpot, is what I'm saying. Like,
absolutely hit the jackpot. It was so worth it. Yeah. Incredibly worth it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. It was like everything worked out perfectly.
And within that, like, when did you say to Max, here, grab some of those Oreos, sit next to me on the couch. Let's talk more about being a Boston Red Sox.
Hey, man, I feel like I've said everything that can be said. At the end of the day, you got to pay the guy. You got to pay the man. Look at his body of work. Look at his career. You know what he's worth. You got to be willing to pay. That's what it comes down to. And I think that there's a number of teams that are willing to pay. And I think based on what I'm seeing, the Red Sox are getting right into that mix, which is great to see, because we have a really good core young talented players to really build a strong team around. So, you know, we'll see what happens. There's a number of free agent pitchers that I'd love to see.
But I picked Max. I picked him. Like, that's, I had a list. Like, someone put a list. I wrote Max because I trust you.
Yeah.
No, and also, like, you know, I think it, who was it? I forget who, I'm sorry, whoever it was that put it, but it had all these other guys and the numbers, and it just makes sense. It makes sense to me. And again, he throws with his left arm. So there you go. Were you surprised Pivetta? Pivetta got his qualifying offer.
Yeah. Yeah. It was cool to see. We'll see like what happens with that. It's funny. I have the same agent as Max and I have the same agent as Pivetta. So we'll see how it all goes down. I'm trying to like be in the know, but at the same time, and like, obviously it'd be great if like everybody just came to the Red Sox, like, cool. I know all my buddies are around, but given the nature of baseball and how the business works, like I want to see my friends get paid as well. I want to see them, you know, go where they're comfortable. So we'll see how that works out.
I mean, I'm at the GM meetings, and you know, I remember it was yesterday, but I ran into somebody from your agency, and this was about 2 hours before the deadline. It was like, yeah, there's a chance. And honestly, like, I didn't think there was a chance, but like, yeah, there's a chance, but we don't know yet. So yeah, I'm with you. I keep trying to keep in the loop, but I fail too. So yeah, so it's that's good. That's good stuff. So you're down in Florida now. You're throwing. Somebody asked in the press conference with Breslow yesterday how hard you're throwing, and he wouldn't answer.
Someone asked Brez how hard I'm throwing? Who?
I'm not going to say.
Why is that? Why is that the concern?
It's not, but it's just like, I think it was just saying, how's he doing? Like, that's how we relate everything, right? It wasn't like, oh my goodness, he's throwing 80 miles an hour. Like, no, like, I think it was just, if we rephrase it, it's this, how is he doing? And he said, he's doing great. Are you doing great? Yeah.
I mean, I'll answer that question. Sometimes I might be throwing a little bit too hard for what the protocol calls for at this stage of rehab. And so I need to find ways to dial it back a little bit.
Okay. Easy. The like, in the words of Ricky Bobby's father, lower the heart rate.
Yeah, yeah. Just be smooth with it. That's what I got to focus on a little bit.
You know,
right now.
They're not throwing the cougar in the car all the time.
Yeah.
So, to go back to the postseason, do you believe, I was trying to remember Ice Cube, was it that game that he sang? Or was he up in the suite too?
No, that was game two. Ice Cube did his performance. Yeah.
Right. Okay. And by the way, I was going to mention John Legend. I was holding up a baseballs and boring sticker moments after that game.
Very nice.
Because that's what all the celebrities do. So Ice Cube sang, and then the guy, the LLC owner of the podcast, told me right after the Dodgers clinched that it was the curse of Fat Joe. Do you believe in the curse of Fat Joe?
I don't know, man. I saw a bunch of like memes about that. You know, I thought it was pretty funny when like Kike Hernandez was like popping off on Fat Joe at the parade.
That was after. That was they laid dollars short. Joe Kelly was the first on the Baseballs and Boring podcast, the first to surface the curse of Fat Joe. So anyway, go ahead. I just wanted to pitch on our territory.
Yeah, I want the Kike thing cracked me up because like, I don't know, man. I wouldn't want to talk too much shit about Fat Joe. He's probably well connected. You know what I mean?
I think at this point, Kike wasn't alone. And also, I'm not really a purist, but I do got to say the Timberlands on the mound. You know, it just don't do the Timberlands on the mound before the game.
That's like a Dallas Braden thing. Get off the mound. Get off my mound.
Well, anyway, I'm glad that you recounted that. Is there any other celebrities that you're missing?
Not off the top of my head.
No. What a moment, though. What a time to be alive. What a time to be you. Like, that's great. It's great.
Yeah, I mean, I it was really fun experience. I just, like, I want to do it now. I want to, like, actually experience it and play. And, you know, I'm hoping that we can make it happen, man. I really do.
But more than, like, again, when we asked about it and you had gone to Houston, I think, did it make it even more? Did it seep into your bones even more about that? Like, this is awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, two of my buddies from high school have World Series rings now. So I got to, you know, I got to get in the mix there.
Well, let it be said, let it be done. Again, we've already predicted Cy Young for you, World Series. We're predicting it. So you're welcome. Good job.
Let's get it. Absolutely.
All right, thank you.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.